It's still dark outside when Chico McKinney drives away from the Idaho Food Bank in Boise with nearly 8,000 pounds of food.
Of course, this is Idaho. We have a wide variety of potatoes. We have some frozen French fries, some dehydrated mashed potatoes, and some dehydrated hash browns.
Plus cheese, bread, frozen meat, and peanut butter. All of this is for Weezer's first mobile food pantry.
A mobile pantry is when we drop off food and distribute it directly out of the truck in communities that don't have an actual bricks and mortar pantry.
Usually, the food bank delivers food to permanent pantries that turn around and give it to those in need. But in 30 communities, there's no group on the ground with the facilities to store food. As the food bank's agency relations specialist, part of McKinney's job is to change that. The mobile pantry is the first step. In Washington County, where Weezer is, there's an estimated 1,700 people who can't meet their food needs. Here at the Cornerstone Assembly of God Church in Weezer, volunteers begin sorting items into cardboard boxes.
6 pounds of bread per family, 2 bags of pinto beans, 3 bags of French fries, 6 pounds.
Each family gets 2 boxes, or 70 pounds of food. Pastor Kyle Mazak and his wife Michelle are hosting the mobile pantry in their church. He sees a need in Weezer and in his own home.
Myself, I have 5 kids, but we make enough money to live, but we don't qualify for any government help. But, you know, we spend $800 a month on groceries. That's a lot of money. So having a food box just for myself and my family is a blessing. So I think there's a lot of families that would appreciate just a little help.
All right, girls, there's more French fries right here if you want to bring them.
In the church lobby, men and women of all ages stand in line. Raphael is among them.
I'm here to pick up a food box.
He has 2 boys, 13 and 14, back home. Raphael is self-employed, but he's not making ends meet. He's among 16% of people in Washington County who are on food stamps.
We can make it stretch, but, you know, just macaroni and cheese with chili every day, you know, it's kind of tough. You know, I guess when we have to, that's what we do, you know.
Raphael leaves with 2 heavy boxes of food. So does Kenny. He's 21, out of work, and taking classes toward a welding degree.
Kind of need a little bit more food in the house. And, I mean, with 2 adults and 2 younger children, we eat quite a bit. So there's not really enough money for the entire month.
There's also Milton, who's come for a food box.
I was a truck driver, but the guy got sick here a while back, got back to work yet, so.
His age and his health have kept him from getting another job. He has 8 people living at his house, and only one of them gets food stamps.
Every little bit helps, and it sure is nice when you got people like these guys coming around and saying, hey, we can help.
The food bank's Chico McKinney knows the food boxes will help, but he says even 70 pounds of food is not enough for an entire month.
If that was all a family had to eat for breakfast, snacks, lunch, dinner, I don't think that would last a family a week.
McKinney hopes this church in Weezer will create its own food pantry, able to store and distribute large quantities of food. That will take space, freezers, and a group of trained volunteers. He says this mobile pantry was a good first step.
There was some momentum gained here, definitely. The people enjoyed working on it, and the families were really pleased to get this little boost of groceries in their house. So it was a nice surprise for the community.
A nice surprise and a good turnout. 92 families took home food boxes. The Idaho Food Bank will be back in Weezer with another truck tomorrow and every month until the community gets its own permanent pantry. I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.
Okay, this is for one family. Okay. Do you have any more? Right here. Okay.